Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. It's Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 450 head will be selling, 225 Angus bulls, 50 Hereford bulls, 50 registered Angus and Hereford springbred heifers, 70 commercial springbred heifers, and 30 commercial fall calving pairs. You can attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com and liveauction.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 3rd.
Every year, you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth, and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at inheritprogress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
Live cattle futures finished the day 50 to 80 lower, with October down 82 at 144.25. That was right on the low of the day. December live cattle down 80 at 150.07. February down 80 here at 154.40. Feeder cattle sold off right into the close. They were down about $2 across the board. September down 210 at 182.07. The October down 217 at 183.92. November's a buck 67 lower at 185.35. And January $1.22 lower at 186.25. Earlier in the day, they were actually steady to even a little bit higher, and then corn rallied this morning, and that put the pressure on. But then as corn sold back off mid-morning, the feeders actually came back to near unchanged, but then right at the end, they pushed back lower. So quite a bit of action there in the feeder cattle futures. A midday box beef was up $1.75 on choice, $2.62.22. Select down 17 cents, $2.39.13. The choice select spreads $23.09 on 124 loads trading hands. Feeder cattle index as of yesterday's close, or yesterday afternoon, was 178.96. That was, of course, quite a bit, 182 on the September feeders, but we still got a few weeks to go before those two have to converge.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Whenever OSU launches a new beardless wheat variety, they want to get it right on all fronts, just like the bearded varieties. Yield, quality, versatility. OK Corral marks the arrival of OSU's first new beardless wheat variety in over 10 years. OK Corral excels in every scenario imaginable. Grain only, dual purpose, or hay production across a wide area from Texas to southern Kansas. It also protects against Hessian fly, stripe and leaf rust, powdery mildew, leaf blotch, and even bacterial streak. Check out OKGenetics.com.
Today's grain futures were mixed. We had corn down 5 to 6 cents, December down 5 and 3 quarters at 670 and a quarter. The beans 14 to 17 lower, November's down 17 and 3 quarter at 1381. Chicago wheat 17 to 24 higher, with December up 24 at 841. Kansas City D's up 16 and a half at 898 and a half. July next year up 13 and 3 quarters at 889. They did go quite a bit higher than they closed early in the day. Overnight, Vladimir Putin made some comments that he wasn't in favor of the Ukraine export deal, and when that thing changes in November, there could be some changes. And he basically was saying that Europe's the one benefiting, not the poor countries, which were the intended countries. And he may somewhat be true, but of course it's kind of like the gas thing. They're having an issue, and Russia's cutting off gas to Europe, and so now they're trying to impact the grain trade. That's impacting Europe. So we'll see what happens, but wheat locked it overnight. Today's cotton futures, December down 193 to settle at 101.62. The big mover today is the oil market. October crude oil is down $5 per barrel, 81.81, right on the lows. The Dow Jones currently up 421. The S&P is up 65. So the stock market's up and crude oil's down pretty substantially at this point.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.